I'm kind of in a quandary. I would love to see that information that we have to get your approval. I don't think that's the case. Can you provide that?
Mayor Watson, I know that Vice Mayor Williams is an honorable person. I've worked with him numerous times. I've heard him personally, and I know he will back this up. He has sat here and reminded us time and time again of the policy that we cannot fire anyone per the insurance without having that verified, without that. And it sounds like he personally called the insurance company today to verify that. He is an honest person. He has said that in this room.
So that's what he said, but I'm still questioning.
I cannot, at this hour of the night, pick up the phone and call APEI and say, please remind everyone what the policy is. I didn't write that policy.
Vice Mayor Williams, you had to raise your hand.
I did what I was instructed in the issue concerning employment of our city employees. That was what was instructed for us to do. I have done that. They said, just give us a notification when it's done. I said, thank you very much.
Vice Mayor Williams.
Move to go past 11 o'clock.
Motion to go past 11. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Charles. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
Motion passes 6-1. Councilmember Barr in opposition. I don't think that's the fact. I think our contract allows us to. It's a contract that it was agreed upon. I think you had mentioned before that we need to notify the insurance company. That was your instructions. I remember you specifically, we had talked about terminations. Not specifically this one, just in following the at will and the contracts. And that's all you said. We need to notify the insurance company. You didn't give us any other information. Nothing has changed. And why wasn't that provided then? No, that's my question.
Mr. Mayor, I've spoken the truth. Mr. Vice Mayor did not dispute what I said. He simply told you he followed the process.
I can't hear you. You're going to have to speak louder.
I'm speaking as loud as I can. I have spoken what I have said numerous times. The Vice Mayor did not dispute what I said. He simply said he followed the process that you all had agreed upon prior to this meeting. He didn't say that what I said was incorrect. This is what I have been taught since the day I started here. Clearly, you are questioning that. You are questioning what I am giving you as advice. You do not trust it. Well, then I think we have a deeper issue. That is what I have been taught since the day I started here. It was what I was taught by APEI the day I began here. I cannot prove what the insurance company has said. It is simply what I was taught. You don't have to accept it. We can agree that you don't. But I cannot prove what has been taught to me over nearly 10 years ago that I started here.
But was that part of the insurance clause, though, is my question.
I've never seen a policy. I've never personally reviewed a policy. I could not tell you that it is in a policy. I can tell you that when I spoke to Brad Thompson, the prior person, and when I spoke to Barbara Thurston, the current person, they have each reiterated that to me time and time again.
And why didn't you reiterate that to us?
You didn't ask me that question.
I asked you about this.
You asked me about discipline specifically.
I talked about termination as well.
I'm sorry. I never caught that you spoke about termination.
I'm sure Vice Mayor Williams has.
No. He and I have not had a conversation to that effect.
Okay. Now, when you say due process, is this not due process? We are notifying him. It doesn't say we have to notify him 2 weeks in advance, does it? And he's going to be given a chance to defend himself. Is that not correct? Because I know in other at-will organizations, they fall under the same rule. And they're not told, we're gonna fire you and you're going to have 2 weeks to figure it out. I don't know. Maybe I'm mixing apples and oranges.
In some ways, Mr. Mayor, clearly, regardless of who it is, let's take people and positions out of it. Clearly, we are not speaking about a union. Clearly, we're not speaking about a union employee, so we don't have union rules to follow. So we won't even go down that path. Normally, there is a series of negative performance evaluations, and a termination is sort of a predetermined step.
I understand that.
That is part of the covenant of good faith and fair dealing. That is why we do that traditionally. It's not a tradition. It's developed under the Department of Labor for a reason. Clearly, if, for example, and I will use myself, if it's an egregious behavior, if someone sexually assaults someone at work or someone does something incredibly dangerous or egregious, no, the law does not presume that there needs to be more notice or that it needs to be a ramp up. But the covenant of good faith and fair dealing, which underlies every employment decision, even at will, does normally state due process. Due process, think about it in a different context, in a civil context. I'm going to sue you. You happen to walk in for jury duty and I say, well, good enough, you're here. I just told you what it's about, be ready.
You don't have to do that, though. You can just sue them and they find out. I know that for a fact. It happens all the time. I could sue you tomorrow and you wouldn't know about it until you served the papers. There's nothing in the law that says I have to come up and say, Patty, I'm going to sue you.
Absolutely, but you can't actually enter the judgment against me until I have been served and been given the opportunity
to defend myself. And that's what this is. I'm not going to just say, is there a vote? We're going to give him that opportunity.
That's all I was asking for,
yes.
Is making sure that we did the due process.
Yes, and that's going to happen.
Thank you. We're on the same page.
There is a motion to terminate his contract,
yes,
on the floor right now.
Yes.
So I think the city attorney's concern is that if we proceed with a vote on that motion, like that's not allowing for due process. And I think that's the point that
concern.
The city attorney is trying to make.
I understand. But I think due process is giving him the chance to defend himself. And that's going to happen. So there's a motion on the floor. Is there any further discussion?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Albertson, your last time.
I think this is a really bad idea. I'm embarrassed by the actions of this council. I've been through several city managers, and I know how hard it is to fill that position. Even if you have problems with the current city manager, I know that. I mean, I've been through the applications. I've been through that process, and I think we're real lucky to have found someone to do the job. I think this is ridiculous, and I think it's going to reflect poorly on this council and poorly on the city. I think it's going to be especially hard to fill this position after after trying to explain to new applicants what happened to Pete. And after they listen to this on the radio and listen to the actions of our council. So this is a terribly bad decision. I think it's a irresponsible decision for our city. And I think it's going to put us in a real bad spot economically. I think it's going to put us in a bad spot supervising our departments. I think it's going to put us in a bad spot with the grantors who have worked with Pete on things. It's going to hurt us. So this is bad. It's a bad idea. And I think coming from this council in particular, attendance hasn't been awesome. We have had some issues about spending a lot of time talking about money for ourselves. I think the public, I think other agencies, I think we're going to be judged very harshly for this. And I would strongly encourage taking a little time to think on this before we move forward in something that's going to be so bad for the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Alberts. I'll say one final thing. I know that it's in the union contract. It's also in our city policies that a person can be terminated for dishonesty. And I disagree with you. I think City Manager Williams has not always been honest. The opposite of honest is dishonest. I gave you an example. You know, I can go on, you know, on the application process. He was dishonest. When it came to the termination, the first go-around when I was on, he was dishonest. You know, with this landfill, that was dishonesty. When we were talking about getting water trucks, he was dishonest on who owned the roads. That's stuff that he should know. You know, so that's one thing that we can terminate on is dishonesty, and those are emails and open sessions. We can draw those up. I just don't make stuff up. So that's my final say. Last time, Mr. Barr.
This is my first time. Thank you. So,
go ahead.
Pete has had, on occasion, let's say these 4 evils per year. And some of the times when he has the evils, there's the majority of us that praise him and give him passing scores. And we've been doing this for, this is our second time now, or third, I don't remember. But, and then all of a sudden this council decides, and I'll say this is collusion. Because Vice Mayor says, as instructed, to contact the insurance company.
That's a pretty harsh charge. Can you prove that?
Yeah, he said as instructed. That's by what, who?
By the insurance company.
No. Yes. To call about termination.
Yes.
Okay, whatever.
Long before you were on council.
So I won't allow you to say collusion. That's a pretty harsh accusation, Mr. Berry.
As far as the council members that have peppered and chastised our city manager, and I've seen it, I've seen it time and time again. And as Mitchell Forbes has says, this is an embarrassing moment for the city council. This is not a proud, shining moment for anybody on this council, and it shouldn't be. This is on the it's ridiculous. We have done so much work since I got elected in October, and we have made strides in trying to make this city better, this city more productive, the city more family friendly, and this just kind of blows my mind in the sense tonight you guys decided to terminate Pete?
We haven't decided that yet. We're just
you're
bringing out good points and bad points.
You guys have brought it out on the table. It's you guys
are
bringing it out.
Yet, so.
So, Pete, I apologize. I'm sorry that this council has treated you in this manner. I hope that this doesn't go through. I hope people listening to this conversation on the radio are listening to what is happening because we all work for the people in this community. And I hope this ends up favorable in your for your position, Pete. Thank you.
Councilwoman Jung-Jordan.
I mean, I would just like to say that half of you guys feel like he's doing a good job, and the majority of a lot of people feel like you're not doing a very good job. I've witnessed it. This is my own personal experience, you know. I don't want to bring up, but when I worked at the city, you had me pay a bill that was I went to you and I told you it wasn't an actual bill. And you told me to pay it anyway, get them off your back. It was over $600, you know. And that plays into everything, you know. That was your, and I told you, I investigated that. I said, this is not an actual bill. It was a massage parlor. I Googled it. You had me pay it. I just feel like you're not honest. I really feel like that. For everybody that says you're doing a good job and you're honest, there's people out there that feel like you're not doing a good job and that you're not honest. So, you know, I'm not embarrassed of that. I feel like I'm representing a lot of people in Bethel when I say that, you know. And I'm sorry we had to do this, but I feel like I think it will be for the good of the city, and I'm sorry. But it's not personal. It's just terminating the contract because I don't think you're doing as good a job as you should be.
I'm sorry, I wasn't on there. So this is your chance to make any statements, due process.
So Councilman Charles, I heard that I brought too many budget modifications, and you're going to see the same thing next year, I'm sure. That there's just no way that the way we're budgeting, especially the general fund, that we're ever going to come out maybe up to December. But anything after December will most likely be a challenge for anybody in that office. On the payroll, we saved $34,000 by farming that out, and we combined one position into two. I don't see what the IRS matter has been taken care of. There is no issue with the IRS.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. As far as the endowment fund, I kind of can't remember exactly what you asked for there, Fred. I'd have to jog my memory to exactly remember what the issue was. I think it was that the endowment fund was in several different accounts and not in one chunk, as everybody kind of thought it was, in one big fund. In the budget, I came here in January. I asked for help for the audit. I asked for help for the FY20 budget, and I asked for help for the finance department. The concern with the finance department was that there was nobody, by letting the contracted finance director go, there was nobody to oversee the journal entries into the general ledger for 3 months after he left. There is nobody on our staff that had ever, ever made a budget. Nobody had ever started from scratch with a budget. And you're gonna see that, the consequence of that, on Thursday night. You can take those budgets and just put them someplace else. I'll tell you that right now, that there's a lot of work that she's done since, that you're gonna see on Thursday night. And that was the reason I asked for the help to begin with. I just, as far as the procurement goes, that was definitely an oversight, but it wouldn't have mattered if we'd followed the exact process. It would have come out to be the same in the end anyways. So I don't know what this thing about billing $600 how many years ago, what that's all about. I think that's kind of unfair. But, last thing you were talking about, Mayor Watson, was the budget, and I just went through all that. I knew in January that everything was going to go south. I looked at the vice mayor, then mayor, in the eye and told him he'd just do the finance department under the bus. And that's what we did. And if that's going to get fired for it, then I guess I'm going to get fired for it. None of these, we've, like somebody mentioned, I've had devaluations that passed. I know that there's a lot of people out there that don't like me. I knew coming into this job, working as support director, I stepped on a lot of toes down there to bring the tariff in line. So I was kind of worried about that when I took this job. And I don't think I've shined anybody on. I'm not perfect. And I don't think any one of you up there could do any better. So that's all I've got to say.
Thank you, City Manager Williams. So the question, the motion was to terminate the contract of the city manager. Is that effective immediately? Is there, what was the wording of that?
Terminate the employment agreement with the city manager. I did not include the effective immediately.
Okay, so that was it. I'd entertain a motion to put a date on that or an amendment. Vice Mayor Williams?
The amendment would be to be effective immediately.
Okay, so we have a motion to amend to set a timeline effective immediately. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Charles. Any discussion? I think it's self-explanatory. Mr. Albertson.
I don't think that's a good idea. We're going to have tomorrow morning no city manager.
I'd also like to echo on that, whether individually some of us don't like some of the projects that went forward. If we start tomorrow without a city manager, the last time council considered not funding our finance department, we were on the hook for $36 million worth of loans and grant funding. That, you know, who is responsible for like all the pieces of that $36 million? It's Pete. And I don't think it's a great idea to say that he's done tonight. So if he's done tonight, he's done tonight. And we're obviously not doing him any favors. So why would he do us any favors to come back and make sure that that transition happens smoothly? That's a lot of stuff, that $36 million in the avenues, various projects with USDA, and things like that if Pete is just gone, if we don't have a city manager tomorrow, a lot of those projects are start and end with Pete. And it's extremely irresponsible to say that that if this goes through, tomorrow morning, we won't have a city manager.
That would be your opinion.
I'm just pointing that out for the listening public and maybe our insurance company down the road. So thank you.
There's no further discussion.
I do, Mr. Mayor. I tend to agree with both Albertson and Forbes. We are making a monumentous mistake. I would even personally think that this whole thing puts us in a libelous situation without having all the concrete answers from an attorney. Apparently you guys don't, or some people on the council don't trust our own attorney for the correct answers. Again, this is such a monumentous idea that when you say show me the proof or prove to me that you didn't lie or you didn't do anything, and the city manager is being accused of all these things, his answers to some of the so-called lies or dishonesty situations, his answers are very plausible. They're very clear, concise, plausible, believable. And it's unfortunate that some council members feel some ill will toward our city manager. And let's see what the public opinion is about this tomorrow. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. So we'll go ahead and do a roll call and vote on whether the contract with the city manager, Peter Williams, will be terminated effective immediately. City clerk?
Yeah, we're still in the...
We're on the amendment. Okay. So all in favor of the amendment to make it effective immediately, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those that are opposed, nay.
Nay.
In opposition are Councilman Barr, Forbes, and Albertson. Amendment passes. We're getting back to the main motion. Should the city manager's contract be terminated effective immediately? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember John Jordan.
Yes.
Councilmember Albertson.
No.
No.
Councilmember Charles.
Yes.
Councilmember Forbes.
No.
Vice Mayor Williams.
Yes.
Mayor Watson.
Yes. Okay, so that concludes that. The next item on the agenda would be adjournment. Is there a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Carol Jung Jordan, seconded by Vice Mayor Williams. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you for coming.